Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote for today, when we let go of our reactions and detach from other people's moods, actions, and words, we take our power back. That is from Darlene Lancer. What up, Heal Squad? Welcome back. Today, we're going to be chatting with a friend of mine, Jay Chandrasekhar, about his new amazing app after one of his films wasn't received well by critics. When do they receive anything well, friends? I don't know. But it was by the public. Jay didn't let it affect him. Instead, he channeled that energy into creating his latest project that places the power of review back into the hands of the people. He's going to tell us all about that. He's made some really fun films that Kevin and I have always been fans of.
I feel like we worked together, but I can't remember now. As per usual, you guys, I forget everything.
We'll have to ask him.
But I feel like he might have been the director on my episode of Knight Rider. Fun fact, I did do an episode of that as well. I've done a lot of things.
You really have.
And a lot of episodes of things that I forget sometimes. But I don't know why that's popping into my head right now. I'm sure Pooj is furiously searching his IMDb to see if he directed an episode of Knight Rider, because if he did, I think that was it.
Her fingers are flying. I don't even know. What even is Knight Rider?
Are you joking?
No. I've never... Pooja, do you know what Knight Rider is?
I don't.
Wow. Ladies. Okay. Well, I know that 90% of the Heal Squad is screaming at the top of their lungs right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Knight Rider was David Hasselhoff's show.
Oh.
Where he talked to his car. Kit talked to him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's all coming back to you now, isn't it?
And
it's
also, he directed two episodes of Knight Rider.
So there you go.
That was it for sure.
Hilarious.
So Knight Rider was one of my favorite shows growing up. I had a Camaro, which was kind of like a similar, you know, little two-seater sports car. And I used to wish my car would talk to me, but it didn't. So
I want my car to talk to me.
What would she say?
I don't know. Probably a good thing. She'd be pissed because I had to run her into a curb the other day so that I didn't get T-boned by someone. So yeah, it was really sad. But it was kind of like, remember when you hit the curb and you were like, it's okay. It is life. I kind of had to talk myself through that way as well. But so I think recently she wouldn't have been so thrilled with me, but she'd be like, you go, girl. Live your life. Don't get T-boned. That's what my little Prius would say.
I'm dying. Well, I'm here in Connecticut. Kevin got his new van recently, as you all saw us live on Instagram stories. I'm looking out the window now at it. He waxed it yesterday.
Wow.
He's like all obsessed with it. And we are contemplating driving it to Georgia for the movie that I'm doing. So friends, don't tell anybody, but I'm doing another holiday movie. And this time I'm starring in it. And so,
that would be fun. What a road trip.
Fun, But it is still a long ride, Queen. And I think it might tucker me out before I start something.
Yeah.
I'm weighing the benefits and the, you know, the pros and cons, because flights are a disaster out there and they're canceling everything. I don't know if I told you guys, but my dad left for Greece recently, and we spent all this money to get him really nice seats on the plane. And they bumped him off that plane, put him on another airline in a middle seat. And no way. I was like, we were so excited for him and his companion to fly in this like really nice way, premium economy, the little drink service. They were going to have this whole experience, and they both ended up in middle seats.
Oh, that sucks.
Wait, but you
paid on a whole other airline.
Did they refund you or anything?
Well, no. And I don't want to shit talk people like brands,
yeah,
but he used an online service, Kevin, to book these tickets and you can't reach them. They're unreachable.
Oh God. That's so,
so I was like, yeah, that's not a premium economy seat technically. And we spend an arm and a leg on those seats. So you will be refunding us, but there's no one to reach out to. So I don't know. Damn. I DM'd them. Maybe they'll be helpful. We'll see. But
yeah, it's been wild out there. Flights are crazy.
So that's kind of like, we're like, do we fly there? Do we drive there? But anyhow, we still have time to figure it out. In the meantime, friends, as you know, Macy's is a big supporter of our show and we are big supporters of them. I enjoy my online shopping at Macy's. If you have not checked out our landing page, macy's.com/bettertogether, we have some really great picks. All very curated. I love searching for things on there that I love and popping them up. So there are some great summer items, some great beauty finds, things to treat yourself with, whether it's for your home, your ambiance or whatever. Queens, I know that you guys have had your eye on some things. I mean, have you seen on there that
you've liked? I'm scrolling through and almost everything's on sale, which makes me very excited. You guys will see, if you're on YouTube, I'm scrolling through our Better Together page right now. And Bar 3, which is one of Maria's favorite brands, new brands that she found, both the shorts and the pants from them are on sale right now. So eyeing those. And then also there's some really cute,
just you can get them even cheaper than what I paid for them.
Exactly. I'm like,
Queen, I'm telling you, get those shorts.
I need to.
They fit so well and they're so cute.
And then these Levi's, there's so many just like cute classic Levi's, whether it's like a jacket, a denim jacket, or like some fun kind of wide leg, little tiny bit cropped off the ankle jeans that are on sale. I'm just like, dang, Macy's is the best prices.
I mean, they have a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So friends, if you do not like anything that I picked, it's okay. You can still support us by using the landing page and then searching for whatever it is that you are looking for. And we get credited for that. So thank you for supporting us and supporting Macy's, because they help us keep the lights on and we are grateful for that. And so one of the things that Kelsey and Pooja and I were chit-chatting about, usually what we do before the show starts is we start talking about our day and how was your weekend and whatever. And I was telling them how the second my dad left for Greece, I became Super Chef again. I feel like I haven't cooked really in a long time. I did some meal prep recently, but that was kind of just necessity. But I discovered making salmon kind of for the first time. I've always been scared of cooking fish. And Kelsey, I know you feel the same way.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know why it freaks me out.
We got like frozen wild caught salmon. I defrosted it. And there's a Greek store in Los Angeles called Papa Christos. And they have these pre-made rubs that have everything in them, like salt, pepper, paprika, garlic powder. So you just take that one thing. I took that and I heavily, heavily spiced the tops of the salmon. You put them on a pan and pan sear them with olive oil. I sliced some really thin pieces of lemon and put it on top so that would kind of soak through as well. It was delicious. And if you're afraid of the temperature, I looked online, it was supposed to be 145 degrees. So I take one of those little thermometers and I put it on. Boom, you know you're in business and you're ready to go.
Easy peasy. You've inspired me, re-inspired me to try fish. Because I was saying to Maria, I said, my mom always tells me it's not that hard, but I get scared for some reason with fish. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So you re-inspired me. So I'm going to give her a go.
Cool.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Queen, also being here is so great because I feel like I don't cook as much because I hate the supermarket experience generally. I know you love your Whole Foods runs.
I do.
It's not that I'm against a Whole Foods run. If I'm going to go anywhere, those are really nice. I hate being cold and I feel like supermarkets are always cold. Anyhow, I go out to the garden. I'm very spoiled right now. I go out to the garden. I'm like, well, there's some broccolini. I grab that. And then did we put this on Macy's, Kevin's grain and veggie steamer cooker?
No, we'll have to look for it.
We should add it on there. It's amazing, you guys. It's kind of like the Instapots. And I cook my quinoa in there, but I filled it up with water. And I threw the broccolini in the tray on top and steamed it for 12 minutes, threw some olive oil, a little garlic powder, a little lemon, salt, pepper, and the broccolini was like crack. It was so good. And then what else did I make? Oh, then I learned how to make crispy bacon. So another thing that I've had struggles with is bacon. You put it in the pan and it all curls up and then some of it's like fatty and dry, fatty and just yucky. Have you ever had that problem?
I don't really cook bacon. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not really a big bacon girl.
Yeah, same.
Well, there was a restaurant here in Connecticut that has this bacon appetizer and it's hanging bacon and it's like really thick pieces.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. And they heavily spice it and it's really delicious. So I was inspired by them. And then a friend that was visiting said that she likes her bacon really crispy. So I was like, how do I make it crispy? I Googled really fast. And the key is you have to place a rack on top of it so it stays flat and doesn't curl up.
Oh.
So I heavily spiced it. I put black pepper, salt. No salt because the bacon doesn't have salt. I did black pepper, garlic powder. And then I took some sugar-free maple syrup and I put it on top of each strip, covered it. Baked it in the oven. It was insane.
That does sound
like a chef.
I became super chef really, really fast here. And I've been really enjoying my meals. I've been making really fresh salads from the garden. I've been adding basil, which I rarely do to my salad.
Ooh, that sounds
and
good.
It's been delicious. So I've really enjoyed it.
I'm inspired. Yeah. I'm inspired. I was feeling uninspired by food yesterday when I was like trying to prep for the week. So you re-inspired me, Maria.
Well, the things I like to meal prep for the week, I love making a big thing of quinoa because it's so good for you as a grain. And then I meal prep lots of ground turkey for my protein.
Yep.
And so I have that, the quinoa, and I make chia puddings with our chia pudding recipe that was in our newsletter recently. If you don't subscribe to our newsletter, go to mariamenounos.com, sign up. We have really great recipes like that in there, but also really great giveaways. Not going to lie. We love to give things away. So check that out. But that recipe with the chia pudding, I meal prep that as well. And what else? Butternut squash. I make a big thing of that. Oh, ooh. Lima beans. I make a big thing of the lima beans.
So good.
And all of these are in my book, Favorite Girl's Guide to Cooking, by the way, because my mom taught me how to make all this stuff. So meal prepping is really important and you can do it really quickly. I have found if you just kind of know what you're going to do, right? Like lima beans, you take the frozen packages, you throw them in the pan, you put a can of tomato sauce in there, chop up some garlic, and you can throw some frozen chopped spinach in there, a little olive oil and some spices, and boom, throw it in the oven. It does the job for you. You don't have to do anything. So I like those easy things because I don't want to be in there all day meal prepping, but yeah. I do want to have things so that I can work and not, you know, end up starving and make poor choices.
Right. And grab and go. I do the quinoa and turkey too, because it's like, you can do so many things with it. That's what I have. Mm-hmm. I have like a bowl for lunch today, but I can also throw the turkey in like a tortilla when I get home, or, you know, there's mm-hmm. so many different things that you can, yeah, make it into. So that's the goal.
Well, and you can also, we've talked about this before, but you can pre-make eggs too. Think about it. People sell you on those meal plans where they ship you food. I've had right. them so many times in my life. They pre-make the eggs. They pre-make everything. So pre-make even your eggs. Like, I love poached eggs. I love hard-boiled eggs. Even you can make scrambled eggs and just put them in your containers. And then it's like a grab-and-go thing.
Funny, because I actually did that for my breakfast today for my little avocado toast with my egg. And I was like, you know what? I want an egg on this, though. So I did my little pre-made egg, and I've never done it. And I was like, wait, why don't I do this? So funny you said that. Look at us.
Super easy. Mm-hmm. Pooja, you're not meal prepping.
I'm not meal prepping, no. But I'm going to start. I didn't know you can meal prep eggs. And I love eggs.
And right? And you can meal prep all different kinds.
Yeah, no, I love that. I just always bring my little avocado, and then I make my avocado toast.
Yeah, she has her like loaf of bread and her avocado.
Yeah, I have it like in the fridge.
Queen, are we off the blueberry muffin or whatever it was every morning?
Yeah. She's actually been off that for a minute.
Yes, I think since probably like February, March.
Yeah, you've been on your avocado.
I've been on avocado toast grind.
That's all I've seen.
For the last 5 months. Yes, I don't know if that's healthy, but yeah, it's better than a muffin.
Better than your muffin. True.
Yeah.
It sure is. It sure is. You know what? Dave's bread is like so good. I love Dave's bread with some almond butter.
Ooh, so good.
That but I had this so morning.
I love cinnamon. Dave's bread.
All right, friends, enough about food. Let's get to our interview with Jay. So Jay, as I mentioned, is a director, writer, comedian, actor, best known for his work in the sketch comedy group Broken Lizard and for directing and starring in films like Super Troopers, Club Dread, and Beer Fest. He's also directed various TV shows, like I mentioned earlier, whether it's Arrested Development, Happy Endings, New Girl, Chuck, The Goldbergs, so many more. Really excited to chat with him today, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will start our chat.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
I was just telling the girls, I'm like, I can never remember anything, but I feel like Jay and I worked on Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. That's right.
Yeah.
Knight Rider was, you know, was such a funny show because, you know, when you're doing those remakes, you're trying to sort of, you know, bring back the exciting things that people loved about the original show. But, you know, I wasn't even a Knight Rider fan. So I was like, okay. But I knew about Knight Rider. And you know, the night in the show, in the television show, we had a partnership with Ford. And I say we, I was just a guest director, but they had a partnership with Ford. And every week, Knight Rider would morph into a kind of Ford that they wanted to sell. And they, it was like, oh, Knight Rider turns into an F-150 and Knight Rider turns into whatever Ford. And in my episode, Knight Rider was turning into a pink Mustang. And I was like, guys, I mean, you can't, just can't do it. I said, you know, there's something tough and fun about Knight Rider. You can't just change it just because of the commercial. They're like, all right, fine. But the writers on that show were like, whatever, it's Knight Rider. I mean, that said, I was like, I don't take that attitude. We're going to make the best damn Knight Rider episodes we can. And then you came on and we made two really good episodes.
That's so funny because I was a diehard Knight Rider fan.
Oh, you were.
Growing up. Oh, yeah. When I was telling the girls that I think that's what we had done together, I'm like, I never remember anything, but I think I remember this one. And they're like, what's Knight Rider? I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, I don't know if you remember, but Knight Rider never opened his windows. Like, the windows were always up. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so in the episode we did... The guy pulls up. I think it was Justin is the lead guy. And the window goes down. And I'm like, to the head writer, I'm like, he can't open the windows. He goes, ah, don't worry about it. And I'm like,
oh. But that's probably why it didn't last very long, right? Care about the integrity of something.
I think that's true.
It doesn't really last.
I think our episodes were by far the greatest episodes in that, sure. In that television show's history. And had they only used those, we would have probably gotten more Knight Riders.
Probably. Well, also now with nostalgia being so big, I would assume that it would actually really work nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, they got to bring Dukes of Hazzard back. That would be bomb.
You know, I think I I'm somebody who doesn't, I don't judge the past by the present. Like, I don't. You know, like, we made that movie. There was, you know, there's even way back then, it was like 2004. They were like, you got to take the flag, Confederate flag, off the roof. And I was like, nah. I mean, I just said, look, I don't know if you know, but I'm Indian. And I'm doing this like country television show. And if I'm the guy who takes the flag off the roof, I mean, I can't do it. I said, yeah, I'll find another director for you. And they're like, no, wait. And so Johnny Knoxville got word that they were going to try to take the flag off the roof. And he calls me, he goes, we take that flag off the roof, I'm out. I'm like, no, I'm out before you're out. And so we together, we're like, we're not taking the flag off the roof. They're like, fine, you guys are babies. But now.
I forgot you did that. That's so crazy. I totally forgot you did that.
Yeah. And then the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, you know, we wrote a joke into it that the Duke boys didn't know how they crashed their car and Cooter fixed it up and he painted the flag on the roof and they escaped in the middle of the night. And they only realized they had a flag on the roof because they were driving to Atlanta and the truckers were all honking and, you know, loving the flag. So we took the pressure off them. I mean, nowadays, I think it would be almost impossible to do a show with a Confederate flag on the roof, even though I love the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, it's hard when it's, you have to match the original, right? So like I bought Kevin a Trans Am for his 50th. I bought him the Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am. And I took a picture with my German Shepherd in front of it. And I got all this hate because there was a Confederate flag plate in the front. Yeah. I didn't know, by the way. I hate to even say this. I didn't even know what the friggin' thing meant, to be honest. I was like, I never paid any attention to it. It just was part of the car. And then when I got, I was like, oh gosh, I said, Kevin, we have to take this off. So, when you're Dukes making a show and that's part of it, like if you had to make the Smokey and the Bandit movie remake and you can't put the Smokey and the Bandit top.
Right. I mean, it's true. The only thing in that was that little license plate thing, right? That little Confederate flag license plate. But I mean, I don't know.
Would Dukes work today as a TV show, you think?
Could you do it without the flag?
Good point. I mean,
the car is called the General Lee.
Good point. I mean,
that was one of the top Confederate generals. He was the top guy.
See, I haven't thought that through at all, but you're right. Yeah, that's out. But that was a really fun show.
It was a fun show. I think what we have to do is just make different shows.
Do you like remakes or do you like just original stuff more?
I way prefer original stuff. However, in that one remake, I really, truly, as opposed to Knight Rider, I was truly a big fan of the Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. I loved all that car jumping and I loved Catherine Bach in those little shorts. I was like, it was, you know, I was like, wow. And so remaking that, if you could do a, like a funny version, my group Broken Lizard, we rewrote that. We wrote that script. And so it was, you know, it made sense for me. But after that, they're like, hey, remake I Spy and remake Get Smart. And I'm like, no, I made Super Troopers. That was original. And I'm going to go back to the original stuff.
Yeah. You know, Johnny did that. And then I feel like what else did he do? He did Bad Grandpa.
Yeah.
But he was so great in Dukes and he's continued with the Jackass films. Do you keep in touch with him?
Yeah, we're buddies. I mean, he's such an interesting guy in that he's such a pure artist. Like you think of him as this like stuntman who likes to get punched in the balls and whatever. And that is him too. But he's just like if you look at the opening of Jackass 3, it's like I think it's like a Bollywood movie and it's the colors are incredible and the slow motion is incredible. And it's all so detailed because Knoxville's very focused on the art of it all. He's got, he's got artists in his office that are like, famous artists. He's a real, and he wants it to be perfect. Like the opening of Jackass, I think it's 2, they're playing the thing where you get, You do the like the execution thing. So he has a blindfold on and he has a lit cigarette in his mouth and he's standing in the middle of a bull ring and they loose the bull and the bull's supposed to just flip him, right? And so he's standing there smoking and it starts to rain, just little drops of rain. And one of them,
extinguishes.
So the bull flips him. Right. Everyone's like, yeah, you did it. That was incredible. And he goes, let's take a look. And they're watching the video and he sees himself and he's like, the bull is coming and he sees a drop hit the end of the thing and the smoke goes out. And then the bull hits him and he goes, yeah, that's not the joke. He goes, the joke is I'm smoking and the blindfold and then I get hit. That's not the joke. What we just shot. And his guys are like, you're going to make us do it again? He goes, yeah, we're doing it again. Let's go. Light the cigarette. Let's go. And so they did it a second time. I mean, that's the kind of artist he is. That's him.
Wow.
And I love
those
him.
Those openings are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Always unbelievable. I had a countdown calendar. I told him for this last one. I literally was waiting for it for over a year, like with a countdown calendar, because I friggin' love them so much.
So much. I saw this one. That's what I think one of the first movies I went back to the theater in.
Me too.
Yes.
That was my return.
Yes. And I was with my wife and she's like, there's a lot of dick in this movie. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, is it too much dick for you? She goes, no, I like it. But I mean, there's a lot of dick.
How about me? I texted my dad and his caretaker. I said, you guys have to go see this because I know my dad, he loves that stuff.
Yeah.
I said, just so you know, it might be awkward. You might want to sit separate from my dad because there's a lot of, and I put eggplant emojis in there. It was so
funny. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Funny. I just saw 2 amazing movies and one is a remake. I saw Top Gun. Did you get to see it yet?
I think I'm the only guy in the country who didn't like the first one.
Don't remember even seeing the first one, to be honest, but this was amazing.
I know. I heard it was great. And I looked yesterday to buy tickets to it because my wife is like, we're going.
It's a fun experience. So for anyone who's listening or watching this right now, I don't necessarily, that's not something I would have normally gone to see. But I kept hearing so many people saying they've seen it 2 and 3 times, which I think is a little out of control.
Yeah.
Because there's so many other things to see. But we went. It was such a great experience. And then we saw Elvis.
Yes.
Did you see it yet?
I did. I loved it.
Oh, my God. What filmmaking. What brilliance. It was so incredible.
Have you seen Baz Luhrmann's other films like Moulin Rouge?
Moulin Rouge, I loved.
And Romeo and Juliet.
I didn't see that one.
With DiCaprio and Claire Danes.
I did not see that
one. It's magical. It's magical. But Elvis, by the way, the music, these just one great, incredible song after another. And that kid who plays Elvis is so good.
Austin Butler.
So good. Mm-hmm. And it's tragic. I mean, the idea that he never got to travel overseas and perform, you're like, oh, my God.
I know.
You know? Oh, my
God. I know. And I never knew that. Did you know about that story? And that's why it was such a good story to tell, because we always see those movies about Elvis, about, you know, his tragic drug addictions and all of that. You never knew that he was chained to a casino.
Right.
And it was really so good. I love when I get to see a good movie, like the Nick Cage one, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Have you seen that yet? No.
Don't even talk to me. Shut this Zoom down now and go watch it now.
Okay.
You're going to die. Okay. Jay, this actually blows away even these ones, I think.
Wow.
It's so brilliant. It is a perfectly executed movie. Unbelievable. You're going to die.
Did you, who was in it, did you say?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay.
It's a story. It's like, it's truth mixed in with fiction. It's crazy. You're going to die.
Yeah, I've been looking at it. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't yet done it. Okay, I'll do it. I'll definitely do it.
Was Beer Fest your most recent film?
No.
What was the most recent one called?
Well, I made Super Troopers 2 about 2 years ago.
Oh, that's the one we saw recently.
That opened to number one in the theaters. Thank you very much. It
was amazing. We loved
it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know why. I know Beer Fest was a long time ago, actually. Yeah. I don't know why I said that one, but.
But I made a, I was at home during the pandemic and just sort of basically golfing every day. And I got a phone call and it was my agent. And he said, what do you think of Joe Coy? And I'm like, I'm a big fan of Joe Coy. Now, a lot of people who don't know Joe Coy, it's J-O-K-O-Y. And he is half American and half Filipino. And he, he speaks with an American accent, but he's the biggest ticket selling comic in show business right now. Like he comes to LA and he sells out 58,000 seats, like 3 nights in a row, the Forum sold out, 38,000 in Seattle, 38,000 in San Francisco. The guy is just a phenomenon, right? And the call is basically like Steven Spielberg was at home and watched Netflix over the pandemic and saw Joe Coy. And he called him in and he said, we want to make a movie with you. So they said, will you go to Vancouver in 3 weeks and make this movie? And I was like, yeah, I will. And so.
And Steven produced it?
That's right. With Amblin. And Spielberg is the producer. And so I went up to Vancouver and my friend Kate Angelo, she wrote these movies like Sex Tape and whatever. I had her brought her in to rewrite this movie. And we did a movie that's basically about Joe Coy going home for Easter Sunday. And he has a real ball buster Filipino mother. And he's got crazy uncles and crazy aunts. And there's a little crime thing involved. And it turned into this really, really great, fun, movie, sort of in the world of like Crazy Rich Asians and Big Fat Greek Wedding, like a real, like takes place over two days. And, you know, it tested so well, and Joe Coy is such a big star that Universal is going to put it out on August 5th, theatrically wide. We're the only comedy this summer coming out theatrically wide.
Wow. Congrats. That's like a massive feat.
It's a massive feat. And so, you know, whatever, 6 weeks from now, Easter Sunday, it's a full on comedy, but it's fun. And
oh, it's called Easter Sunday. I saw the promotion for it. I saw the poster in the theater when I was seeing Elvis and Top Gun.
Oh, good. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's your new movie. That's amazing. Congrats.
Thank you. And you know, you should check out, if you can, before one of Joe Coy's specials on Netflix, just to get a real
sense. I will. I love comedy. I love laughing. I feel like it's so, I'm depraved of it now. I feel like I'm desperate. Every day I'll Google best comedy out now. Like I just am so desperate to see something that's going to make me laugh.
Well, sort of, I'll segue into this other thing, right? So, and it'll come back. Okay. So 20 years ago, Super Troopers came out. My film Super Troopers came out in the theater, and it started earlier at Sundance, where we were like the toast of Sundance. Everyone was like, these guys are incredible, and we sold the movie to Fox Searchlight. It's a movie we made for $1.2 million, sold it for $3.5 million, and it came out a year later. And when it came out, after endless screenings of crowds going crazy leading up to that, the reviewers were like, meh. And we got a 36% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay.
It was that low?
Yeah, that low. Oh, and that's from 90 critics. Okay. Then over a little bit of time, they let the audience weigh in, and we got a 90% fresh rating from the audience from 250,000 people. Okay. And I remember thinking
90 versus 250,000.
Yes. Yes. 90% versus 36%. I'm like, who are these reviewers? Like,
90. Hold on. Let me add one more thing. 90 people who make their money off of being assholes, excuse me, because the nastier you are, the more attention you get. Carry on.
That's right. And in fact, they're only assholes to comedies and horror movies. And they're really nice to my boss, Mr. Spielberg, because they want to go to the Oscar parties, right? They never go after these dramas.
Wow. It's true. I've told the story here. I was at a screening once, and I walked out to use the restroom, and this reviewer that I knew was outside at the bar, like they had like a little bar thing out there. And I said, what are you doing out here? I'm like, you're supposed to be in there. And he's like, oh, I already made up my mind on what I was going to say about this movie before I even got here. Had only seen like 10 minutes of the beginning. And I said, you're freaking kidding me. And that's when I knew, I'm like, wow, we have a huge problem here. Because we as the audience have to trust, is this worth my time? A movie is a big investment of time. It's a big investment of money. You got to get there. You got to get your popcorn. You got to get your soda. There's stuff you got to do.
And at the end of the day, you know, I was sitting there going, who are these reviewers? They're basically strangers, right? They're really good writers who work at newspapers did they go to college? Do they smoke weed? Do they drink? Or do they like R-rated movies? We don't know any of that, right? And it's like, when's the last time you walked up to a stranger on the street and said, hey, what movie should I see? I mean, that's basically what they are. And so I was like, I need to get revenge on Rotten Tomatoes. This is 20 years ago. I'm like, I'm going to get them back. Somehow I'm going to get them back. And 4 years ago, I started designing my machine to get revenge. It's an app, right? And I'm like, I'm going to create an app. And it's sort of cheeky that it's a revenge app, but it really is. But it's designed so that it's called Vouch Vault, all right? And so it's basically the Instagram of recommendations, right? And if you follow me, there's my picture, whatever. And you see all of the things I love. And I'm talking about, I'll put Elvis on there, and I'll put The Offer on Paramount, and I'll put Barry, the television show. And I'll put this book, the Game of Thrones series books, your podcast,
My podcast better be on there, Jay.
It's on there, right? And then
Pooja, you better be checking that fact right now. If it isn't, Pooja, we're shutting then, the Zoom down.
And then like Osteria La Buca in Hollywood. It's any restaurants. It's the masseuse. It's only the things you like, right? And because it's sort of like when you go to a dinner party, you're never like, hey, what movies suck? What shouldn't I see? Right? I mean, who cares what you don't like, right? Yeah. So this is designed to be like, you know, your favorite stuff, you know, if it's whatever, if it's like a nail polish thing or that microphone or, you know, that book behind you, you just put it in there. And when I'm looking for something to, if I haven't read the book that you put in your thing, I just click a ribbon and it goes into my try list. And later I'm at the bookstore. I'm like, oh yeah, Maria likes this on her vouch thing and I'll buy it.
Fascinating. So does Maria get a kickback?
Yes.
You do. Can work on that. You do?
Yes. You do.
Hey, so it's like the Amazon stores that people have.
That's right.
I like that. Right.
You make a little money from your link.
No, I think that's a really important note for people because you're going to go in and build this whole profile. And it's cool to know that, that you're putting your energy into something, not just to share, you know, your favorites, but also you can make a little money. But I think that's cool. I think I do that with my website. I always have all of my favorites of everything on there because I don't have time anymore to sit with people and be like, okay, this skin product, this nail polish, this, it's anything that's on my website is tried, tested, and proven as my favorite. But I really love the idea of being able to have your app and having it all organized for everything, your restaurants. Like I went on there and I was like, okay, I have a favorite bag that I love. It's on my site. It's called the Hulkin bag. If you don't have one, you should get one for your groceries. It's like a bag on wheels. Uh-huh. I think of a big grocery bag,
I
use it for sets because when I have to carry clothes and all the random things I have to bring, I just pull it. It's so easy. You can have a cover on it. And then it was so easy because it was on there. And then I clicked Amazon and it connected me right to it.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Yeah. And so you would basically, you know, look up the title in the vouch vault. It would come up pictures of it. You click on it and then you paste the link for that Amazon thing to buy it. And then you'll get a piece. And then, you know, that's how that'll work. And then you don't have to keep telling people about it. We can just go, oh yeah, the Hulkin bag. Oh yeah. I heard about
it. Well, what I like about it is you can't go up to a random person and ask them what to watch or what to eat. What's your favorite restaurant, right? Like I could size someone up pretty well and be like, they're my kind of person. They have a little style, a little flair. They're going to know what kind of place I like, maybe.
Yeah.
But I always like, if I'm going to talk TV with somebody, I'm like, tell me your top 5 shows. Now I know if we're on the same wavelength.
Right.
Do we like the same stuff? If you start telling me like, you know, kind of networks shows, I'm really not going to be there. I like more premium, like HBO Max and that kind of stuff. We're not going to really be on the same vibe. So what I like about this is you can find your people and then you'll be introduced to new things that maybe you weren't.
That's right.
Before.
And you could, you know, like, you know, over time, we'll be able to send you a message and say, this woman in Sydney, Australia, and you agree on about 80% of these things. And you can follow her and you go, oh yeah, I wonder what this random Australian show is. Maybe
you're going to have a matchmaking service through this.
That's right.
I'm serious. You should have a matchmaking angle to it because
like a side.
I'm serious.
True.
Think about it. You're making compatible connections.
It's true.
So it could work.
Uh-huh.
Maybe partner with like a match.com and throw
right.
that in.
so you would vouch for somebody you dated, but you didn't end up with long term, but you're like, they're really pretty great.
That's and the then, next level of it, right? So it's like, now you and I are compatible because we love 80% of the same stuff. Well, maybe Maria should meet Jay. Jay and Maria meet up and it's like, oh my God, he's so right. cool. And you know, then whatever happens from there, we have 50 babies. And then I hate you because you gave me 50 babies. And then I can say, he's super cool. He just gave me 50 babies. Mm-hmm. I can vouch for you as a nice person, then move on to someone else. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to be in your life for a long time. Baby, you know, I'm not going to just leave him.
Oh man. But I think that's so cool. So when did you launch that?
About 6 weeks ago. And so we're just starting to get the word out.
Oh.
People are signing up. You're going to sign up.
And I'm
going to help. Oh, you did?
I did. Hold on. I'll show you my little app. It was mad at me because I was moving too fast. And so I didn't let it do a lot of the things that I wanted it to do. Hold on. Let me log in. Oh, my password didn't get saved. Oh, but here it is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to put all my muscle behind this. I really want it to work.
I think it's great. Well, I couldn't figure out how to get the TV and film part in because I saw it had media, it had products. So I went into media and I might not have done something right because I searched Top Gun and nothing came up.
So basically you press that plus button, right? Mm-hmm. Then you put in Top Gun. All right.
Oh,
then
yeah, that's what I didn't do that.
Then it shows pictures of that movie. You click on a picture and then from there you choose whether it's media or restaurant or whatever. You click media, then it'll be sorted that way. And then you know, if you want to, you can paste in a link for tickets to Top Gun, or you can just skip that part.
You know,
if you're selling a bag, you'd basically copy the link for the bag beforehand and then go in and press the plus button and paste it in after the fact. If that's clear. I mean, I hope that's clear, but you know.
Yeah. No, it is. It's very user-friendly. I think this is going to be my new favorite app because the girls know I love sharing everything that I love. I'm obsessed. So.
Yeah. And people who know you and trust you and like you have just incredible taste and you're funny and you're smart and people go, well, I probably like the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
very
I mean,
cool.
That's everything.
So now did you ever think you were going to make an app? I mean, you did know from the first review situation, but in life, I mean, your passion is writing, directing and acting. So.
I never ever, you know, I remember when the app thing started, the whole, you know, my agent called me and he goes, do you have any app ideas? And I'm like, what's an app? Like this was in the early beginning of these iPhones. And he goes, it's the thing on the iPhone. I'm like, I write jokes. I mean, how would I ever come up with an idea for an app? And, you know, now here I am. I've come up with an idea for an app.
I have another idea for you.
Yeah.
So there's a podcast called Who Are These Podcasts? My husband's a big fan of theirs.
Yeah.
You should do Who Are These Reviewers? It should just be these like exposés on all the reviewers. Hunt them down, send PIs after them.
Well, let me just say this. First of all, I have a movie coming out August 5th. So I really don't want to be at war with these people.
We love all of you.
Second of all, I really, you know, these reviewers do see the most movies, right? And so they know great Italian films and they know great French films and they know cool underground movies because they see them all. So all I want them to do is put the stuff they love into their vouch vault. And I've approached three kind of big reviewers and I said, look, I'm not at war with you. I want to know what you love so that look, Rotten Tomatoes is named for throwing rotten fruit at filmmakers. Okay. It's in the title.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to throw rotten fruit at anybody. Just tell me what you like. You know, if you like Elvis, great. I'll go see it. If you don't like Top Gun, fine. I won't see it. Right. I mean, tell me what you like. That's all I've said to these reviewers. So
you're trying to actively recruit them to be on your platform?
I am.
I love it.
I am. I don't want them. As a filmmaker, I'd be mad to go to war with these people. Right. I mean, it takes me 2.5 years to make a movie. It takes them an hour
seconds,
to eviscerate it, right? So, plus, I really do respect their opinions on movies a lot of times. You know, the guy who trashed Super Troopers at the New York Times, years later, I read his review of The Hangover, and he goes, I didn't really love it. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe you don't like R-rated comedies, because these two movies, Super Troopers and The Hangover, they're considered, you know, two of the top
funniest
ones, probably, you know, probably. And if you don't like either of them, then you go, well, maybe, you know, maybe you won't have any R-rated comedies in your vouch vault. Maybe you'll have, you know, dramas and musicals or whatever. Yeah.
Move on to something else.
Yes.
Stay away from our comedies.
We don't care about your opinion on comedies if you don't like these two comedies.
Jay, what else are you working on?
Well, I...
Does Mr. Spielberg have you on anything else? By the way, what was it like working with him?
Well, it was during the pandemic, and he's, you know, he's an older guy, and so he's in major isolation from everybody, right? So we never have actually met. We've never even actually met. It's just he would, like, I would be getting ready to shoot, and on the first day of shooting, Joe Coy wanted to wear a baseball hat because, you know, it's his first day of acting in a film, and he just needed a little comfort, right? And the hat made him comfortable. And we shot this great scene, and super funny and everything. And he's really a good actor. You know, I mean, he's got incredible charisma, and he's able to, you know, he was able to really perform. And I get a note, dailies look great, but movie stars don't wear hats. That's from Mr. Spielberg. And I'm like, and so I go up to Joe, I'm like, we got to take the hat off. Movie stars don't wear hats. And, but you know,
did you have to reshoot that?
No. He's like, it's great. It's funny. It's fantastic. Just let's keep the guy out of the hat as much as possible. I want to see his eyes.
You know what? He's kind of right though. If you think about it, I mean, Steven Spielberg, he's always going to be right, but I've never seen, you're right. Maybe Dennis Quaid wore a baseball hat in his baseball movies though.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes sense, there's one great exception from Spielberg, which is Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm-hmm. You are at, but that's okay.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
So, but it was also like, you know, when I was about to cast basically Joe's mother. And we were, you know, I used to have a deal at Warner Brothers. And when we at Warner Brothers, they're basically like, hire the most famous person, whether they can act or not, and you teach them how to act. And I'm like, okay. I mean, they're like, we need the face on the poster. We got to hire the most famous person. We're in show business. I'm like, I got it. And So you
called Kim Kardashian.
That's who they want. And so I'm getting ready to hire the, you know, a really famous person to play Joe's mother. And I send my pics. I'm like, it's got to be her. And then this woman and the two other unknowns. And I get a note back from Mr. Spielberg that's like, well, the number two choice is a much better actress. And I'm like, yeah, right. Sure. I know, obviously, but she's the number one's way more famous. And he goes, yeah, but so what? And I'm like, right. Hire the best actress. Right. And he goes, hire the best actress. And I'm like, wow, there you go. And it turns out to be the most important decision we made in the movie because this unknown actress just killed it and made the movie so much richer and more incredible. And I was like, oh, it's just a different culture. You know, like at Amblin, at Steven Spielberg's company, you hire the best people and then make a great movie and then people will come see it. You know,
Yeah, but that's the power that he yields. He can do that. He can say no to Warner Brothers, which is not easy for filmmakers.
That's right.
Probably in general, right?
Right, right.
Wow. It's so cool to hear the behind the scenes of all of this stuff.
It is. It is. You know, you hope that your experience will be in line with the reputation. And then when it is, you go, huh, how about that?
Yeah. What was the most important thing you think you learned from him?
I just want to be super clear. We still haven't met. Like,
that's okay.
We're not even, you know.
You know, you have to get in there and figure it out though. Like, you got to like set up like a, hey, can we have a dinner 10 feet apart?
I with the best move for me is to wait and let him call. Right? Like any sense of like, hey, I want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
You know, like you just have to like do great work, deliver for him.
Yep.
And then in theory, he'll call and say, what do you want to do next?
Yeah.
I mean, that's typically how this works in the movie business. You make a movie for the studio, you make a good movie for the studio, and then you make them money and they call you and say, what do you want to do next? Will you set up an office with us? I mean, that's the dream, right? Yeah. That's what happened after Dukes of Hazzard. I made them, you know, the movie opened at number one and the president called me into his office and said, we want to give you a 3-year deal and make all the movies you want to make. And I'm like, great.
Thank you.
That's what you want. So.
Love it. Yeah. I think you'll be getting that call for sure. I can feel it already. The name of the movie one more time.
Easter Sunday. August 5th, wide, all over the country, 4,000 screens.
I will be there August 5th. I think that's the day after I wrap my holiday movie. So I will be there to watch it and support.
Aww.
And I'm really excited for you. It's really cool.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thanks for being here. And the app is called Vouch Vault Friends. Go vouch for your favorite things. You can find Jay on Instagram. We'll put everything in the summary of this episode so you don't miss a thing. Jay, before I let you go, one last question, since we talk about health and wellness and all of that here every day. What is the one thing that you do every day that's like a non-negotiable for your health, your wellness, or any of that?
Okay. I have a little routine.
Ooh.
I bought it's called a gorilla mat. It's like a really large yoga mat because I'm 6'2". So those little mats weren't enough. So I bought this big, huge, thick padded mat. And every morning I stretch. I basically do yoga stretching for, I'd say about 15 minutes. Okay. It's partly in reaction to the fact that I play golf 7 days a week. I played golf 450 out of the last 525 days. I'm going to play golf later today. I play golf. So wow. I also, you know, I need to stretch. And so every morning I stretch for 12 to 15 minutes and then I sit down and I meditate for roughly 10 minutes. So there are two apps I have. One is called the Calm app. Mm-hmm. And one is called a Fit Mind program. The Fit Mind program is a little more step by step. And so sometimes the Fit Mind program, you know, I mean, it's sort of how to reprogram your brain and how to control your dreams eventually. But the Calm app's a little more basic. So I meditate that way. And then I also do a 7 to 8 minute, like it's just like an app, like it's an exercise app. And I just do the things every day. I can tell you what it is. It's
you're just jazzercising.
Like, it's like, you know, all it is like, it's like plank
bouncing
back plank and, you know, like leg twists. And I do those three things. And wow. then I eventually play golf.
That's so cool. I love that. I was telling Kevin this morning, I was outside. I'm like, I have to start stretching every day. Reggie Bush, I was at this like venture capital dinner recently and Colin Kaepernick and Reggie Bush were there and another football player. And everyone kept talking about how they have really great stretching routines.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to get back into my stretching.
I think it's the key to your future. You know, like I think if you look at older people and the ones who look a little kind of sprightly, they were stretching when they were younger. I mean, it's so good. It's yeah. so positive, you know, yeah. it's such a positive, good thing. And I also intermittent fast.
Okay.
Which means I eat at 8 o'clock at night and then I don't eat again until after 12 noon.
Oh, wow. So is the Gorilla Mat and everything you just mentioned on your Vouch app?
The Gorilla Mat's on there. FitMind program is on there, but I have to put the Calm app on there.
Okay. Well, yeah. And then you got to make sure Better Together's on there. Favorite podcast.
Better Together ever. Will be on there if it's not on there already.
Okay.
I'm going to follow you.
You better. And when Spielberg calls you for another movie, you better call me.
Of course. We got to work together again.
You're yes, dynamite. We do. You're
dynamite.
I need to get to be funny. That would be really cool. Even for a small amount. I did actually get to be funny. Mike Myers. Talk about somebody calling you, actually.
Uh-huh.
Mike Myers calls me in my worst moment, by the way. Last February, I just heard my mom was not going to make it. It was like super, super sad.
Yeah.
And Mike Myers calls me on my phone. He's like, "Hi, is this Maria?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "This is Mike Myers." I'm like, "Shut the front door." Anyway, he's like telling me how he wrote this role for me and how he would be honored if I would be in it. I'm like, "Honored." I'm like, "I'll shine your shoes, like whatever you want." And so did the movie. And then he called me to tell me how funny I was after. I about lost my mind, Jay. I'm like, he did not need to call me in the first place. And he definitely didn't need to call me in the second place. But I did his new show on Netflix called The Pentaveret.
Oh my God.
So that was really, really fun. So wow. Yeah, I need to get to be funny here and there.
Okay.
So don't forget me.
I'll just write something for you.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So then, you don't have to worry about anything. It'll say your character name and it'll be like Maria Menounos type. Let's hope we can get her. And then people will be like, "God, I hope we can get her." That's how it works.
I die. That's amazing. It's perfect. It's kind of what Mike did, actually. He's like, "I wrote it and I hope you can do it." So I love it. Let's do it. All right. You have a lovely day. Hope you hit all your holes in one.
Yes.
And it was nice seeing you and catching up. And August 5th, everybody, don't forget.
Thanks, Maria.
That was so much fun.
So fun. I can't wait for that movie to come out.
I know. You know, it's funny. We saw it, the poster, and it said Easter Sunday. I go, "Oh, they're promoting an Easter movie." And then I was like, "Oh, it's just called Easter Sunday."
You know, I thought the same thing though, because I was actually kind of confused in reading it. I was like, "Easter, it's coming out Easter Sunday. It's the middle of the summer." I'm so confused. Yeah. So that's funny. You thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Joe Coy's hilarious though. But how cool.
What?
Joe Coy is hilarious. He and Chelsea Handler are together now and they're just like a freaking riot. And I love him. So I'm excited to see it.
Wait, they're dating?
Yeah. They've been dating for a minute now.
Oh, queen. We should have jumped in with a question about Chelsea Handler on set.
I know. I thought about that.
I did not know that, but I am going to definitely watch his Netflix special. I love stand-up comedy so much.
Me too.
So yeah, really fun catching up with him. He's so great. And I really enjoyed hearing like Steven's notes behind the scenes. And
truly,
I think that's so cool. Like when do you get to hear what correspondences are like with someone like him,
and like it's like you get in the mind of the greats, right? I was like, "Oh dang, that's so cool that okay, like WB is gonna say no, we need the most famous person to pull numbers, but Steven Spielberg's like, absolutely not, I want someone who can actually act," which right? I think is so amazing. I love that. I think that's really cool.
And that battle that, you know, people don't get to see, like why was that person in that movie, they weren't right. as good or right. whatever, it's because they're thinking about the poster and they're thinking about foreign sales. That's why you see the same people all the time, mm-hmm. because there's so much money that goes into making these movies. They have to be able to guarantee their financiers the money back. And so you have to, I remember I did an internship once with a friend's production company so I could learn how they sell the movie. So they pre-sell it in foreign. So you have to have a foreign presence. You could be the best actress in the world. You have to have a foreign presence. Now, if it's a Steven Spielberg movie, Yeah. If you're a Steven Spielberg movie, he's the foreign presence. Right. Everyone in foreign territories know, oh, it's a Steven Spielberg movie. So he doesn't need to do that.
Ah, that makes sense.
So yeah, it's pretty fascinating. And I'm really happy that he got to work with him. And I think the app is going to be a lot of fun. I could feel you guys getting on there and being able to build your profiles and how cool you can make money.
Yeah, it was sick. When I was reading all about it, I was like, this is a brilliant idea. I think this is so cool. I think this is what everyone wants right now too. It's like, I can't get on TikTok without someone recommending me something or this, that, like, that's all everything is right now. So I think it's really smart. And I'm like, yeah. And the fact that you can do anything, it's like you can, from a movie to a bag, to a nail polish, like it's really cool. So yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna get up on there. I'm excited.
Yeah. I love that. And I love that it'll tell you who you're compatible with. I really think it's going to be a place where people will meet.
Drew, I thought that was smart. That was a good one. It made me think, you know, we had Lisa Donovan on forever ago and she started her app, The Pattern, and she just started the dating version of it too, because it was the same thing. It was like, you can connect and see how compatible you are with other people's birth charts. And she was like, why don't I make this into a dating anyway? So I was like, that's a good idea, Maria.
So true. Well, Queen, I have one last question. How is my daughter?
Oh, she's great. She's sitting on my lap.
Sitting with you?
Yeah, she's sitting on my lap. I'll show everyone watching on YouTube.
Oh, I miss my children so much.
She's smiling.
My little Vincenza. You know what we do all day, every day?
What?
Well, when we're not doing other things, we pull up pictures of all of them. Oh. And we're like, oh, we miss Chubby. We miss Maximus, and we'll just go through, then we go through all the old pups too that have passed. Oh, and how do we live without Jerry and Susan? Those are their alter egos, by the way, not even their official full names.
I'm like, who's that?
But that's what we do every day. Anyway, friends, thank you for being with us. If you're new to the show, welcome to the Heal Squad. Thank you guys for being with us. We are on this journey together, this whole thing called life, getting better in all areas. I don't know whose phone that is, but it was going off through the show too. It must be Kevin's device here.
Oh yeah, we can't hear it on our end.
Yeah, it's Kevin's device. I meant device, but I always call it a phone. So I will go downstairs and have words with Kevin. but anyway, thank you guys for being with us. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices. Go find yourself something nice on Macy's.com/bettertogether. And be nice people, make good choices. Oh, and be present.